This podcast is brought to you by MITEX, the Massachusetts Innovation and Technology Exchange, the region's premier association for thought leadership, technology trends, building business relationships, and professional training and development. For more information, go to www.mitx.org.
Hey, get your fresh bizcast here. I'm DC Dennison. This week, Globe reporters Ralph Ranalli and Chris Reedy discuss how the first months of any new year are boom times for the fitness industry.
This is Ralph Ranalli for the Boston Globe Bizcast. I'm here with Chris Reedy of the Boston Globe business staff, and we're on a couple of recumbent stationary bikes down in the Globe Fitness Center, trying to work off a few of those holiday calories. And we're talking about the fitness industry and New Year's resolutions and the general overall health of businesses that help us stay in shape. All right, Chris, I'm working off various assorted holiday treats. What are you working on there?
I'm working on the same deal. But basically, this is the time of year where everyone makes New Year's resolutions. They vow to get fit and lose weight, and that's great for the health club industry. They might see 12 to 15% of new members sign up in January, 12 to 15% of the entire number of folks who join in the whole year. So this is a very big time for them.
So it's a New Year's resolution driven kind of industry, but do people follow through with those New Year's resolutions?
Some people follow through. They basically say it's a six-week deal. If you can manage to make fitness a part of your life in 6 weeks, then it's going to work for you. If you can't, then you're probably going to drop out.
I mean, we've gone through these sort of fitness booms. You know, we went through the running boom back in the 70s, the aerobics boom. What is the overall health of the industry right now?
The health is pretty good. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, people had doubts about whether exercise was really good for you. But thanks to a constant drumbeat of information from doctors in the medical community, everybody knows that obesity is dangerous and that exercise is good. So they don't have to make a hard sell anymore. I mean, people know they need to exercise. And what's happening is that more people are exercising, and that's good for the industry.
The reason I like this gym is because I don't really like going to those hard body, pretty people kind of gyms, and everybody's judging how I look. Is the fitness industry trying to cater more to people like me and knowing that they have those sort of hard body people captured already as a demographic?
Every chain is like trying to carve out a niche, and there's a chain called Curves, for example, a franchise operation based in Texas that has over 200 gyms here in Massachusetts. And they're going after middle-aged women, many of whom have never exercised before. And the whole idea is to get away from the glamorous posing and preening aspects of other gyms. Many of the women who belong to Curve Sydney were intimidated at other gyms.
You, we were talking, and you said that the baby boomers who are heading into retirement, the retirees aren't just sort of walking around the mall anymore in their little walking clubs. They're actually in health clubs now, and that's sort of driving the industry too.
I think a generation ago that there weren't too many folks over 50, over 55 years of age exercising regularly in gyms. I mean, they're sure there were some. But as the baby boomer gets older, they keep going to the gym. And so we now have a lot of people over 55 who belong to gyms, and that augments the traditional market of people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. So that's good news for the fitness industry.
And I guess there's an even younger demographic, too, that they're kind of going for.
Sure. There are many parents who think that they should enroll their kids in a gym. They take these family plans. I mean, they're worried about kids becoming too sedentary, playing video games all the time. So they enroll in these health clubs that have actually expanded to accommodate things. They have rooms for laser tags and gymnastics rooms, all designed for kids, even birthday party rooms.
It's hard to find the time, especially if you're a parent, to get to one of these places. If you got to find something for your kids to do, but if you can do this as a whole family, you're not only making the time, you're making it family time too.
That's exactly right.
So overall, I think the outlook for the industry is pretty good.
I would say so, yep.
Now, overall, I don't know about my fitness level, but I guess we'll just keep pedaling and see how it goes.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check in next week for another BizCast, or better yet, subscribe to get BizCast automatically delivered to your computer and portable digital device.